Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Edwin, how would you break down what happened there for you?
Just after the walk of Harper, I think I was a little bit, I went lazy to him instead of attacking him. You know, I tried to make pitches to see if he can chase and get the helmet instead of go against him like I always do.
Why did you decide to do that in the moment?
We were winning by one run and was trying to don't see like bow in the air of him. You know, I was trying to get the next guy out if they was coming to me.
What has this week just been like for you physically? You've done a lot of things that you've never really done before in your career. How are you feeling at this point? What has it been like to go through it?
I've been feeling fine, you know. I've been able to work, you know. This is a big moment for us, you know. And I got to be ready always, you know. I came today in the 7, get the out, you know. And when I came today, get the first out quick. And I think after Harper, I lose my control a little bit. I think I make a really good pitch to Castellano. Just blew it to the other side. And then Scott got a ball in the line.
Before the slider to Stott, did you feel like you had maybe found your slider over the last week or so? At all?
Yeah, I think I throw really good slider today. I think I made a short by chase a couple times. I made a turn and chase, so I was feeling good about throwing my slider in that moment.
What did you think about the way that Vientos has helped you all?
It's been great, man. It's been great. He's having a great series, you know. I'm really happy for him. You know, we are playing a really good team, and they got really good pitchers. They got really good hitting, and us too. So we'll be a serious back and forward.
When you come in 7th versus, say, the 9th, I mean, is it a different mentality just naturally because it's a different point in the game, or is it still because it's a high leverage situation?
No, I think it doesn't matter because it's a high leverage situation, you know, coming the 7, the 8, you know, I came to face the top of the order of them, you know, and that will be all serious, you know, every time when they come in hitting 7, 8, I will be ready for them because that's how Mendy will be using me.
Given the way this week has gone for the team, what were you guys thinking and saying when Vientos ties it up in the 9th?
You know, it's amazing, you know, seeing him like hit that ball in the air and the ball keep going was pretty good. I was here yelling, you know, because, you know, we came down and they bring one of the best pitchers for them, you know. And he didn't have it yesterday, he didn't have it today, but still one of the best pitchers for them. And seeing Vientos hit that ball was pretty good.
What's your own level of confidence in yourself after that kind of outing?
You know, I feel 100% confident, you know, it's part of the game, you know. We are playing, like I said, a really good team. They got a really good lineup. You know, I just got to flush it and be ready on Tuesday.
How important is it now to start with a win when you get back home?
It's important. It's really important because, you know, it's a tough series. They got, like I always say, they got a really good team. You know, we're coming home. We got a home advantage. You know, we got our fans supporting us. So we just had to go and win the first game.
How looking forward to you or just sleeping in your own bed?
You know, it being like a week and a half, we've been out on the road. You know, we'd be good get back home and sleep in my bed and be ready to go.
Does it feel like longer?
Yeah, it was long, yeah. 100%, yeah. But we was playing really good baseball, you know. We've been in a lot of big games, you know, and doesn't feel that bad because we was doing our job.
What do you think this team learned about each other playing on the road and opposing ballparks for this stretch?
We gotta stick together. I think we've been stick together, you know. We never give up. We saw it today, you know. I give up a couple of runs in the 8th, and as soon, you know, they bring the other pitcher, We came back and we tied the game, you know. And I know if we keep playing baseball, we got that game.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.